Good morning, church. It's good to see everyone. There we go. I'm high up so I can see everyone. Today, I want to talk with you about the topic of the authority of believers. And specifically, a topic that really is close to my heart and which I'm very passionate about, which is the ministry of healing. And how healing has his part in the body of Christ. And it is a very touchy topic for me. Obviously, in the recent circumstances with my dad passing away in November last year. And I've had people asking me from time to time, well, if your God is so good, why didn't he heal your father? Well, my simple answer is, I said to these people, listen, no doubt that God is a God of miracles, that God is a God of healing. But we also live in a world of suffering. And there is suffering. You know, people are sick. People are dying. However, I believe, yes, healing physically is what God still wants to do today. Because it shows the glory and it shows the realness of God in this world. But there is also the healing of the soul. And in this case, obviously the healing of the soul is the most important healing that can take place. It's when somebody surrenders his or her life to Jesus. And if indeed, you know, our earthly body goes and kind of like, and like I said, disintegrate and your body can't go anymore. It's your soul that goes up, you know, to heaven and your spirit. And today I want to touch on healing. And I believe that healing is part of showing the love of Jesus to the people around us. And I want to read a scripture to start with, Mark 16, verse 15 till 18. And it says in Mark 16, verse 15, he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. But whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people and they will get well. Let me just ask you a question. Who here is saved and has given his life to Jesus? Raise your hands. Who here has been baptized in water? Raise your hands. Who knows? He or she is a son and a daughter of the living God. Raise your hand. If you've not raised your hands and you've never given your life to Jesus, today is your day of salvation. Today is your day to meet with your Savior, Jesus Christ. And I want to give that opportunity to you today after you've heard the word. So if you believe that Jesus died for you and you have given your life to Jesus and surrendered your life totally to him, and you have been baptized in water, what does the word of God command you to do? And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. And then obviously this verse, you will place hands on sick people and they shall recover. So if you're a believer and you know that Jesus has saved you and you're baptized and you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you have the authority to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Yes, in a church service, when we pray for sick people, pray for people that need healing, the Bible also says, let the elders anoint them. But I also believe that every single believer in this house, that you carry the authority, that you carry the power, and that you carry the access granted from the Lord to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Because that's what the Bible says. So you all have been given authority from heaven to speak his word into being here on earth. Whatever you bind in heaven shall be bound on earth. Whatever you loose in heaven shall be loosed on earth. So what does the Bible say about healing? Healing is a spiritual gift. We have many gifts in the Bible. In 1 Corinthians 12, verse 8 till 11, it says, to one there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. Where God gives you a word of wisdom for somebody, or a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom so you can help somebody to make wise decisions. To another, a message of knowledge. You might be in the supermarket and suddenly the Holy Spirit speaks to you and gives you a message of knowledge and gives you a word of knowledge. For example, a broken rib, and you meet somebody in the supermarket that has a broken rib. Don't hesitate to go up to that person, ask the person, hey, do you happen to have a broken rib? Can I pray for you? I believe that Jesus wants to heal you today. You pray for that person and you're going to see the power of God at work in your life. By means of the same Spirit to another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. And think about this, the gift of healing by that one Spirit. I believe personally that God would one day say, okay, I've anointed you, I give you the gift of healing to go and pray for that person. And another moment, God gives you the grace to receive a word of knowledge for somebody. At another moment, God gives you the gift of prophecy, to speak the word of God into being in people's lives. So healing is a part of the new covenant. Exodus 15, verse 26, it says, he said, if you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases which are brought on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you. And I believe this scripture talks about, when we are under the covenant of God, healing is our part. And I might rough some feathers in here, but it is biblical. The Bible clearly states that if we pay attention to his commands and keep his decrees, he will not bring on you any of the diseases, which he brought on the Egyptians. For he is the Lord who heals you. And also 1 Peter 2 verse 24, it says, he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. Because by his wounds, you have been healed. So the Bible is clear that healing is your part. It's part of the new covenant relationship that we have with Jesus. That healing is our part. So if you are here today and you believe, well, do I really deserve healing? Yes, you do. You certainly do. Because it's written in the Bible. It's written in Scripture. In the Old and in the New Testament. That healing is part of our relationship that we have with God. And our covenant, our marriage covenant with the Lamb, Jesus Christ. So if you are here and you still feel like, well, I don't think, I don't really know whether, you know, whether I deserve to be healed because I've done so many things wrong in my life. And, you know, I do this, I do that, I do the other. You know, there is forgiveness. There is restoration. Don't think just because we've done maybe one thing wrong this week that you suddenly don't deserve to be healed. And you suddenly don't deserve to step in that, in the new covenant, that healing is yours. Because it is. Healing is physical, emotional, and spiritual. Luke 8 verse 47 says, then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet. In the presence of all the people, she told why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed. She touched the hem of the garment of Jesus. And not just, she didn't just got physically healed. But I believe she got emotionally and spiritually healed right there, right then. The moment that the power of God hit her. Because for 12 years, she's been to the doctors. She spent all her money on doctors and medicals. It couldn't help her. But one touch from the hem of the garment of Jesus, she received her physical healing. And at the same time, she was forgiven. She, you know, your faith has healed you, Jesus said to the woman. Your faith has healed you. So it's not just the physical healing that she received. Is also emotional and spiritual healing that she received, because she became a new person. Even though she knew that Jesus the Messiah was there, and she heard about Jesus, and she heard that Jesus heals, that he's the Messiah to heal, you know, that he heals people. And she went in faith because she believed that if I only touch the hem of the garment of Jesus, I shall receive my healing. So I believe really today there's people that need to touch the hem of the garment of Jesus today. And you shall receive not just your physical healing, but you shall receive emotional and spiritual healing for you too. In 2 Corinthians 12, 9, it says, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. Again, it talks about that his power is made perfect in our weakness. Talks about the spiritual. Is that when we feel weak, we can trust on the power of God to strengthen us. Amen. Healing is for the nations. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. And if we talk about Rochdale today, if we as people of God humble ourselves, turn back from our wicked ways, turn back from the things that we've done wrong and, you know, turn to Jesus and turn 180 degrees and change our lives around. And let's go on our knees. You know, what Pastor David was saying about, you know, it's so important that we pray. Let's pray, people. I would encourage all of us to come to the prayer meetings on a Friday at 6:30. If that church in Australia has prayer meetings and has thousands of people coming and praying for 3 hours for God to move in our service, where are we to step up and you know, step up a gear in our prayer life to ask the Lord to move in our lives? Come on, church. Let's get rid of our distractions. And let's pray for miracles. Let's pray for signs and wonders to be normal in this church. Let's pray for the power of God to move in our town. He wants to do it, but He's looking for you and me to stand in the authority and the power that's been given from Him to you. So He wants to heal our land. So why is healing so important today? It shows the glory of God and shows that He is real. Because you know what? When you pray for a sick person, that sick person encounters Jesus and encounters the love of the Father. We can pray for the sick and see the power of God touch them and completely transform their lives. You know, the world is waiting for people like you and me that step out in the authority and the power given to go and lay hands on the sick wherever you are. And go in the presence and go in the glory of God. Because you carry that. You carry the presence. You carry the glory of God wherever you go. To see people's lives transformed. So it said Jesus stopped and ordered the man in Luke 18, verse 40 to 43. It says, Jesus stopped and ordered the man to be brought to him. And the blind Bartimaeus. When he came near, Jesus asked, what do you want me to do for you? Lord, I want to see. Wait a minute. He replied, Jesus said to him, receive your sight, your faith has healed you. That was not Bartimaeus, it was somebody else. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus, praising God. When all the people saw it, they also praised God. So when you pray for somebody that is sick and they receive healing, they will praise Jesus. At least, that's what you hope they do. They will praise Jesus. And they go and testify to other people. And other people will be interested in it and be like, what's happening here? No, it talks about, you know, we carry the glory in the presence of God. So when we go and do that, and when we step out and pray for somebody, it shows that person that God is real. And you know what? Often, I can tell you out of own experience, you know, going out on the street and meeting with people and praying for them. I've seen the Lord do incredible things, but it's not me, it's Jesus. I don't heal nobody. If you ask me how many people have you healed, I would say no, I've not healed anybody. It's Jesus. So don't feel pressured when you, you know, step out and pray for somebody, because Jesus does it. It's the authority of Christ that lives in you, the resurrection power of Jesus that lives in you. to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So church, you have been given authority and power to lay hands on the sick and they shall receive their healing in the name of Jesus. Healing the sick points people to Jesus. Because if you pray for people, it's not you that heals, it's Jesus heals. So it points people to the Savior, Jesus Christ. And healing is what people need in today's world. And we have the solution. We have the power of the gospel that changes lives forever. You have the best message. You have the best message carrying in your heart. And when you share that message, I'll tell you, things happen. Because the gospel is raw. That worked more than 2,000 years ago, still works today. The gospel still heals. The gospel still delivers. The gospel still saves. The gospel still gives breakthrough. And the gospel is love. Because Jesus died for us to give us life. Life in abundance. And you know, obviously with the world as it is right now, you know how more pluralistic the society is becoming. Just what Pastor David says, the communities, people in the community are ready to hear about Jesus. They're ready to see the power of God in your life and through your life in action in people's lives. So in Romans 8, verse 21, it says, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. Church, you are the people of God. You are a son and a daughter of the living God. And the people in the world are waiting for you to rise up. The church, the people in the world are waiting for you to rise up in your authority and rise up in the power that has been given to you to raise the dead, to heal the sick, to cast out demons and cleanse the lepers. We are called for such a time as this, church. If every single one of you in your own sphere of influence step out in the authority that has been given to you, you'll see this church is going to be too small. Then we've got to start thinking about actually planting churches in other areas of Rochdale. Because this building won't hold all the people that will come into the church. When you and I, as believers, rise up and stand up in the calling that God has given you. And when you rise up in authority, and rise up in the power that's been given to you from God. To live an everyday supernatural life. Which means that wherever you are, you leak Jesus. Wherever you are, the tangible presence of God will come with you. That wherever you are, is the fragrance of Jesus that goes with you. What if somebody doesn't heal? Well, obviously, I told you my father passed away in November last year. And oh my word, that was a battle for me. That was a battle. I still miss him a lot. But I know he's in a better place. He's with Jesus. And you know what? You have no idea of how I can imagine how glorious my father feels right now. But when he was diagnosed, for all the 5 months, we've prayed and interceded for my father and believed that God would do a miracle. But in the end, you know, his cancer was terminal. And we prayed and we prayed. And my heart was like, Lord, I know that you are a miracle working God and you can do it. But when the day came that he breathed his last breath, I couldn't understand anymore. I was so doubtful, and I was mad, and I was angry at God. And I said, Lord, if you were so good, and I prayed for my father and the miracle didn't happen, I was disappointed. And often, what I'm trying to say is often, you know, you go and pray for people and you believe one thing and, you know, sadly the other thing happens. Often you might not understand why God didn't answer, you know, these prayers. But I personally believe that God had answered my prayers because God had healed his soul. God has healed his soul. And I can stand here today that this situation, this circumstance in my life with my father passing has not thrown me off to continue laying hands on the sick and continue praying for people and see God move in people's lives. Because you know what? What I could have done is completely saying, okay, God, you don't heal. It's fine. I turn my back on you and I just go back into the things of the world. No, because I know that God is good. And I know that God heals. Whether that's healing of the soul, whether it's healing of the mind, or whether it's physical healing. He heals. And we need to understand that there is suffering in the world because we are hard pressed, but not on every side, but not crushed. It says in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 8 till 10, perplexed but not in despair, persecuted but not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. So there is suffering in the world. But listen, people. We are hard-pressed on every side, but we're not crushed. We may be perplexed, but not in despair. We may be persecuted, but we're not abandoned. We may be struck down, but we're not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus. It's the death of Jesus because we died with Christ and we resurrected with Christ. And I'm going to round up. Sorry. Just quickly, how do we keep our own healing? I would say your words have power. Watch out what you say. You know, I've learned this from a friend recently. Angela can testify. Is that every word that we say, and if we say it long enough, it will circle around, and that's how you're actually going to feel. I know, again, I might rough some feathers, but this is true. And the Bible speaks about, says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it and indulge in it will eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their words. So if you are somebody in your family that's sick, what you do is decree and declare the word of God over that person, and you continue to do so. But also for yourself, how do you keep your own healing? You speak life. You speak health and well-being over yourself. You've got to stop saying, oh, I have a headache, because then you will have it. Stop saying, oh, I'm feeling this. Oh, I feel depressed. Oh, I feel anxious. It's going to go full circle. Because you bear the fruit of what you say. So my biggest heart for you today, church, is that we learn to stand in the authority and the power that's been given to us. And that when we're not well ourselves, that we just speak the healing word of God over ourselves. We say, in the name of Jesus, by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. It doesn't matter how I feel. Yes, you might feel rubbish. You might feel down. But go praise Jesus. Put some worship music on and praise Jesus. Speak life and health over yourself. In Proverbs 4, verse 20 to 22, and this is the last verse, and I just want to, you know, make room to let the power of God move. Because, you know, we can't speak about healing and not seeing God actually move and bring healing and restoration to people. So I was just wondering if we can get the table maybe moved, anybody. And I would like the band to come up back if that's possible. Jesus. Sorry, I know I've gone over a little bit. Apologies, Pastor David. In Proverbs 4, verse 20 and 22, it says, "Listen carefully, my dear children, to everything that I teach you, and pay attention to all that I have to say. Fill your thoughts with my words until they penetrate deep in your spirit. Then, as you unwrap my words, they will impart true life and radiant health into the very core of your being." This is the Passion Translation. I love the Passion Translation. There's another verse that I put down, but I won't use it because it's quite, yeah. So the last thing, you know, decree and declare healing scriptures of your life. Can I have the band to play?